This is Gabriel Wrench with your Cross Politic Daily News Brief for Wednesday, July 1st, 2020. It is good to be back in the studio. Narrative. Our local newspaper, can I call it a newspaper? Placed my church's worship service on the front page, and the headline read this: Christ Church service draws 1,000 people. And then there's a big picture of us raising our hands in worship, all 1,000 of us raising our hands in worship, and that was on the front page of our local newspaper. Our church literally grew during the shutdown by the kindness of God, and we have been holding in-person worship services in our building since May 1st. Now, this should not be controversial, nor should we as a society be this easily duped. The COVID craze has gone full political, and so we need to keep revisiting what is really going on. We need to keep revisiting the narrative. We need to keep revisiting this and not let the narrative get away. The predominant narrative is that the COVID is bad and you're an idiot if you don't follow CDC guidelines and state and local protocols, you know, social distancing, wearing masks, etc. And of course, there are two questions that this whole debate really does hinge on. The first question is, this is an abnormal pandemic with greater potential for nationwide death. So the first question is this really an abnormal pandemic? And the second question, does social distancing, wearing masks, testing, broad quarantining really work? That's kind of a secondary question, but really the meat of the issue is this an abnormal pandemic? So I'm going to focus on the first question because it really is the meaty part of this. Is this an abnormal pandemic with greater potential for nationwide death than, you know, the flu, H1N1, or past pandemics? Well, let's go back in time first. In January, February, and March, you had Nancy Pelosi, Bill Hot Dog de Blasio, Governor Andrew Cuomo, all on record on TV and in interviews saying that the COVID is no big deal and encouraging everyone to go out to eat at restaurants, go to Chinatown, you know, go to the movie theaters, all the way up till about March 11th. And the state of New York hadn't done anything. And then everything changed with the liberals. They jumped on this thing like a duck on a June bug. Now, don't get me wrong. I think the government has some role to play in pandemics, but not even close to the draconian role they have played throughout this. A government that kills its babies and thinks men can be women is in no condition to provide an accurate assessment of the COVID crisis. Now, I believe that the numbers are inflated for a variety of reasons, but let's just work with what we're given. To date, New York has over 30,000 deaths reported due to the coronavirus. The next closest state is New Jersey with about 15,000 deaths, so half. Have you been hearing about New York in the news? Not at all. No, in fact, especially this last week, week and a half, 2 weeks, you've been hearing about Texas and Florida. They're all over the news. And they have, respectively, Texas has 2,468 deaths as reported today, and 3,505 deaths, respectively, for Florida. Not even close to New York's numbers, yet the media is freaking out about Texas and Florida. And during the New York pandemic, this is just disgusting. Governor Cuomo had signed an executive order literally ordering elderly patients back into their nursing homes. Seriously, executive order. That lasted for like 3 weeks, and then he took it off his website. He was launching virus rockets, you know, back into the most vulnerable population in New York. But according to liberal media, you know, Cuomo has saved New York. Absolutely disgusting. Our city council shut down locally here, our economy, on March 25th, with no COVID cases in our county. Not one. Not one COVID case in our city and in our surrounding county. Our governor shut down all of Idaho instead of focusing on the vulnerable and elderly. So our governor on March 25th followed suit after the city council did and shut down all of Idaho. But listen to this. Over 50% of the COVID deaths in our state have come from elderly homes and long-term care facilities, and 70% of those deaths have been over the age of 70. Just 70% of deaths in Idaho, to be clear. 70% of deaths in Idaho are over the age of 70. And this is what happens when you believe a false narrative. You end up not protecting the most vulnerable. So you shut down everything. You shut down the state of Idaho. And instead of focusing your resources and efforts to keep the most vulnerable healthy, those under 60 years old getting the COVID virus puts rates in the range of the flu and H1N1. So if you get, if you're under 60 years old, you get the virus. The death rates are between the flu and H1N1, which we don't shut anything down. We don't do anything for. We don't wear masks for. We don't encourage social distancing for the flu or the H1N1. So really get back to work. The only way things are going to get back to normal is to protect the elderly and vulnerable, and the rest of the population needs to gain herd immunity, really. So let's get back to work. Now, just this past week, the CDC admitted that there are about 10 times more COVID cases than what we have been able to trace. 10 times more. This destroys the current morbidity rate numbers and brings the rate down to something more like between the flu and H1N1, as I've already mentioned. But, like, I mean, it, like, crushes it. I mean, like, in some instances and cases, death rates are less than the flu in certain demographics. Yet everyone wants you to do social distancing. You know, don't, you know, wear a mask. Don't go to church. Keep, you know, marching at BLM and LGBT protests. But the COVID only spreads from conservative gatherings. This is, it's just crazy. And this is why I want to invite you to our Fight Laugh Feast conference in Nashville, October 1st to the 3rd. We just had an incredible boost in registrations in June, and literally hundreds have signed up. We extended early registration deadline to July 31st. We know a lot's going on, so we extended early registration deadline. So don't lose your seat. Sign up now. Seriously, seating's limited. We are really excited to bring all our friends together for some good fellowship, psalm singing, and to hear from some high-octane speakers to the glory of God and to the good of His people. So don't wait. Sign up now. Go to FightLaughFeast.com and register today. All right. Cuomo, de Blasio, wrong to limit worship services while condoning mass protests. That's what a federal judge said. Hey, how about some insanity here? According to Fox News, a federal judge said to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and Attorney General Letitia James and New York City Mayor Bill Hot Dog de Blasio, they exceeded, quote from the judge, they exceeded their executive limits by limiting worship services and condoning mass protests as the state continues to reopen from coronavirus restrictions. U.S. District Judge Gary Sharp issued a preliminary injunction Friday on behalf of two Catholic priests, Stephen Seuss and Nicholas Stamos, and a trio of Orthodox Jewish congregants, last name Pierre Sonsterborn and Mayor Mayerfield in Brooklyn, represented by the Thomas More Society, which is an organization that's done some good defending for our liberties. They filed the suit in the Northern District of New York after mass protests and looting occurred in the Big Apple following George Floyd's police-related death in May. If you remember, de Blasio had simultaneously pro-protest and anti-religious gathering messages. So Bill de Blasio was like, hey, churches, shut down, don't go to worship. And then Bill de Blasio was also seen outdoors marching with the protesters. Both Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio could have just as easily discouraged protests short of condemning their message in the name of public health and exercise discretion to suspend enforcement for public safety reasons instead of encouraging what they knew was a flagrant disregard of the outdoor limits and social distancing rules, the judge added. They could have been also been silent, but by acting as they did, Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio sent a clear message that mass protests are deserving of preferential treatment. Good on that, judge. Largest Lutheran denomination in the U.S. issues a new guide arguing Bible supports full LGBTQIA plus alphabet soup inclusion. According to Discern.com, the largest Lutheran denomination in the United States has published a new guide arguing the Bible supports full LGBT inclusion. The guide issued by the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, the ELCA, advocates for the complete welcome, inclusion, and equity of LGBTQ, blah, 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 plus Lutherans in all aspects of life in their church. The denomination claims that each of us is beloved of God, perfectly and wonderfully made, just as we are. I don't see anything about pedophiles in the guidelines. Now, the reason why I bring this article up, it's not a shocker. We knew the ELCA was already doing this kind of crap in the first place. But the reason why I bring this article up is because I don't want us to get the eye off the ball in 2020. 2020 has been a really crazy year, as we have already forgotten that Trump was impeached in January 2020. Yeah, that Trump was impeached in January 2020. We've forgotten that. That news cycle is dead. But here's the reason why we're in the situation in the first place. The church has failed us. The church has gone insane. Okay? I can make fun of our government not being able to tell the difference between a man and a woman, but now the church led us in that. We flattened out God's word. The church left Jesus long before our country left Jesus. The church was kicking kids out of worship service long before our culture was aborting children. The church was allowing women to preach in the pulpit long before women were fighting on the front lines in our country's military battles. Pastors were cheating on their wives long before politicians were abandoning our constitutional principles and Christian roots. The church is the problem. The church is why 2020 is going insane. The church needs to repent like there's no tomorrow. So yes, we are called to proclaim the gospel to our nation while simultaneously calling the church to repentance. As Christians, we are called to a holistic gospel which does not discriminate. Our nation needs to repent. Our churches far more desperately need to repent. And of course, this trickles down to our husbands, our wives, our children. It's all connected. And we need to be faithful at every level. So don't take your eye off the ball. Go to church. Work on your community. Work on your church. Work, you know, fellowship, grow in the Lord, read your Bible. That is where our eye needs to be this whole time throughout this whole pandemic. This is Gabriel Wrench with Cross Politic News. Support Rowdy Christian Media and join our club at FightLaughFeast.com. With your partnership, you will get a Fight Laugh Feast t-shirt, which are fantastic, discounts to our annual conference, which I've already talked to you about, and access to our club portal. So, we hope to see you in Nashville October 1st through the 3rd. Go register now, download our app, join the club, have a great day.